They're not human. I don't like them. They smell like sulfur. These people are not freaking human. This is their plan, people. These are demons. They're demons. They're freaking interdimensional invaders, okay? I came knocking on your door a million times, and you laughed at me.
Access granted.
It's basically an intergalactic invasion into this space through people. They demon damned to hell! Because you don't love the spirit of justice.
Welcome to the Grunt Free Press Podcast. This is episode 162. I've been counting. I ran out of fingers and toes a ways back, but turns out that people really don't care when a hooker or a 30 go missing. So, I mean, the more things change, the more they still suck shit for everybody. For all walks of life, street walks of life, www.gruntfreepress.com. It's a URL address. I think that's what they call those. A urinary relocation lavatory. Go there. Podcast at gruntfreepress.com is the Ebola mail address. I'm Absolute Deicide. And this should be a good one because, yeah, I'm in one of those, like, aggravated, agitated, fucking sick of life and all that. Everything to do with that, everything that fucking thrives in life. one of those attitudes to start off with. Anyway, we'll see how it goes. So, yeah, I may say it a lot, but seriously, this week, go fuck yourself. You know, if you've had like a single day in your life where you haven't thought about how much of an improvement it would be if like 90% of the world's population was wiped out, you probably deserve to fucking die. I don't know, a prolonged and painful death. But yeah, on that note, contributing factor to that, which may sound a little bit petty and stupid to some people, but maybe you can relate. I don't know. Madden, yeah. I mean, I don't even really give a flying fuck about football or sports in general. I don't fucking care. I don't like or play sports or sports games, obviously, but too often. But yeah, I mean, Madden was pissing me the fuck off, really. Mainly because I started playing just like whatever. You know, again, I don't fucking care about Madden at all, but. Yeah, I played like a few of them in the past. I've gotten into some. Yeah, I played. I haven't played in a while. It's fucking whatever. Just play this year as a novelty. You know, again, it's fucking out on PC. You know, let's check it out. That kind of thing is fucking. I'll see what the big hoopla is here with this Madden video game. And I mean, it's kind of fun, I guess. You know, good presentation and shit. Controls are simplified enough again for this year. Where I didn't feel like I was like completely lost again. It's like showing you like the fucking button prompts over the guys' heads and shit, and just like, all right, I can kind of play this a little bit. I'll get into it, whatever. I was playing the franchise mode. Yeah, I talked about a lot of the shit I was talking about last week. Which, you know, played the fucking franchise mode, doing all right, you know, had a winning record. See, I seemed to be doing okay despite, I could see where I was fucking up and shit. I was like, all right, yeah, whatever, you know, the ball's getting fucking intercepted a lot. I was, again, playing fucking Tom Brady's, throwing at least, like, fucking minimum every game, like, 4 interceptions. I couldn't do a fucking thing on offense, really. Was the thing. It's like defense, I felt like, all right, I'm okay. Like, again, just because the game is just mostly the computer's controlling most of the, there's fucking, 12 people on that. I don't even know how many fucking people are on a football team. It's like 12 people, right? On each side, something like that. And fucking the computer's controlling 11 of them, pretty much. You're just fucking. So, yeah, on defense, I'm just fucking playing, like, you know, the offensive line and shit. One guy and just fucking, like, all right, well, I feel, even if I fuck up or whatever, I wasn't getting, like, too angry because it's just, like, whatever, man. It's fucking shit. Most of it, you know what I mean? It's just kind of, like, predetermined and shit. But, yeah, just on offense where it's, like, all right, well, this kind of, like, have more control of just, you know, you're throwing the ball and shit. So, the timing and all that's kind of on me. So, I just fucking like can't do anything, you know. It's playing like that. What one game I threw fucking like 7 picks, like 7 fucking interceptions and shit, 7 of them. So I mean that's got to be a fucking record, like in real life football. If anybody threw fucking 7 interceptions in a game, that'd be fucking insane. Like it'd be like, you know, talked about to this like legendary game where somebody threw fucking 7 interceptions, you know. Again, I don't watch fucking football, don't really care about it, but yeah, if somebody threw fucking 7 interceptions in a game, the fucking, there'd be riots in the street, fucking, the world would be on fire, just like, oh my god, fucking people flipping cars and like whatever, like it'd be fucking, when I hear the end of it, you know what I mean, it's fucking ridiculous. So that's where I was at. Again, if fucking the world fucking went up in flames, it'd be a good thing, because fucking I'm bad at Madden. So yeah, again, I'm just playing on fucking the normal standard default settings, everything default difficulty, which you would think. I mean, I'm just going out on a limb here. You know, Madden it's like considered a super casual fucking mainstream game, you know, just people who don't really even play fucking video games play fucking Madden and shit. So maybe this is what works against me. I don't know, you know, we're just fucking just Madden, just kind of like a super casual fucking mainstream thing. So you think they do like, all right, well, normal settings would be super easy, you know, like fucking wouldn't be a problem. Like fucking just kind of retired. You get to bump it up a little bit. It's just too letting you win too easily and shit. But I don't know, maybe I'm fucking retarded. I mean, I am fucking, I'm not saying I'm fucking, you can, if you've listened to the show for a bit, you know, I'm not very good at games. Like I'm not fucking one of these fucking, MLG guys or anything, but, you know, if maybe I'm just fucking that incompetent at sports games, you know, I don't usually play them and shit. It's fucking, I don't know. But yeah, after playing for like hours and hours and, you know, every week I'm doing the fucking passing drills and they're, you know, doing the franchise. Like, all right, here's like your offensive drills you can do. Here's the defensive drills you can do. I'm just fucking like doing that shit and just, I'm doing that every fucking week. Over and over, you know, restarting them, like, all right, well, I can probably do better, like, you know what I mean, just try to complete, like, it'll give you, like, six attempts to run, like, certain drills and shit, and just, like, all right, I missed, like, two or three of them, like, oh, that sucks, I gotta figure out what I'm doing wrong, everything seems fucking, like, random, like, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing wrong, it's just, like, I seem to be just getting worse, like, as I'm playing, I'm just fucking, like, all right, well, I threw the ball too fucking, like, early, you know what I mean, I'll wait a little bit longer in the fucking pocket, see, you know, make sure to see if anybody's open and shit, you know, and I do that, and, like, inevitably, I get fucking, like, sacked, and yeah, sometimes, like, I swear I'll be fucking, like, jamming the button to pass, or even just, like, get rid of the ball, just fucking jamming A, just fucking, like, all right, or anything, just fucking, like, all right, well, I see I'm gonna get sacked, you know what I mean, just fucking, like, jamming the fucking, the button, just throw the fucking ball, like, it doesn't register, just fucking, I don't know, I'm pulling up the fucking, the routes that people are running, like, pre-snap every time, you know, you press, like, the right trigger, like, it's just like, all right, this is where your guys are going. I was doing that and shit, just be like, all right, well, I'll watch for this guy to fucking, you know, make a cut, and this guy, you know what I mean, like, all right, this guy's gonna be fucking, like, going long, like, whatever, so I just, yeah, knew what was going on, like, through that, and just, you know, knowing how the receivers should be moving, so it doesn't fucking help at all. I mean, they just, yeah, you know, it seems like, God, there'll be, if you watch him, it's like, God, this guy gets fucking caught up on one of somebody else. And, I mean, like, I realize they're never going to be, like, doing those, you know, they're not going to be running those routes perfectly every time, perfectly timed. I mean, there's defenders and shit. And, but it's just fucking, it's just, yeah, I'm just keeping my eye on, like, all right, who's the intended receiver? And just like, all right, and then I'll try to keep my eye on, like, the, you know, backup or something and just, it just everybody's just fucking like nobody's fucking open. It seems like almost any like time, it just doesn't look like they're open and just fucking, the guy, I'll throw some, you know, someone looks like that they're fucking open. All right, throw the ball to them. And then like, oh, some fucking nigger jumped fucking 10 feet in the air and, you know, midfield and they intercepted it. Like that's fucking great. You know what I mean? Like that's fucking awesome. Just fucking like every goddamn time, seven times in one game. If I didn't mention that, so yeah, this is fucking like pissing me. It was just pissing me off, and I was about fucking done with the goddamn game. I was done with fucking Madden. Yeah, I can take like losing or sucking at a video game. Like I can be fucking terrible. It's like, yeah, it's nothing new. Again, it's fucking like, all right, I'm not good at a game. Big deal. Let me either fucking just keep working at it, or just move on to something else. Or you know, if it interests me, I'll keep at it. But yeah, I was like fucking like, I just don't know about, like, I don't know what the fuck I can do differently. It's, again, it just, everything just seems like it's all like predetermined and shit. Like, just like, how do I, besides like turn it down to fucking like easy, you know what I mean? So yeah, I reached out for some advice online, a couple different sources I was tapping. I'm just like, dude, I'm fucking terrible at Madden. Like, you know, people I know that play Madden, like, any tips or tricks for me not to fucking be terrible at this game. So somebody said to like go in and not even like turn down to easy, but just go into like the sliders, you know, cause in, there's like an overall difficulty you can change, you know, it's what, a rookie or fucking whatever, pro and that shit. So there's that. But then in addition to that, there's, like, that was like 50 different fucking sliders you can adjust, like, you know, how often fucking the penalties get called, like the game speed, like I don't know, shit like that, every little fucking thing, you know, it's just like a bars and sorry, turn it up or down, you know, how much the fucking wind and weather affects the ball, shit like that. It's fucking confusing. And Yeah, I just fucking hate the Madden menus too, you know, in general. And just, yeah, so one of the options though is fucking just like interceptions. Like that's like a slider, and, you know, how often are interceptions going to happen? So, you know, as defaults, like everything defaults to like 50. I'm like, all right, the guy said fucking set that down to like 30 and see how that goes. I did that. Played a game. It didn't seem to fucking do a goddamn thing. I was still getting picked like 4 or 5 times, like every fucking throw, you know, every fucking drive. It's like, all right, his ball's going to get fucking picked. And sure enough, yeah. Four or five fucking times after the fucking shit got turned down. So, yeah, you know, apparently there are websites and like forums and shit you can go to, which like specific people like specifically post like, all right, here are my fucking custom slider settings, and this is what a fucking problem I was having. Here's what I set my settings to make the game fucking like playable, you know. There's a whole community, like a Madden fucking slider community. And a lot of that shit is like fucking like, oh yeah, we had to like do this, like fucking change the sliders to make the game more realistic, you know? But I'm on the end again. I'm just fucking like, I'm not really even looking for like realism, you know? I just want it so, you know, I want it so fucking, when I'm playing the game, I don't want to put my fucking foot through my PC every fucking game I play, because my shit's getting fucking picked off and shit, and just like, I have no control over this shit, you know? And again, it's like I don't understand why just the default isn't fucking adequate. You know, you figure it'd just be, all right, default would be, all right, if you play video games, you know, the fucking buttons on the controller, like, you're gonna be okay. Just in the default fucking settings, like the regular fucking settings the game starts off on, you know. Then again, you know, these fucking people only play Madden. They played it for like 30 fucking years. Then they can have like their own, you know, turn everything up or whatever. So I just don't understand why it's so fucking like difficult like that. I've been playing video games for fucking 30 goddamn years, you know. It's fucking you just figure like the normal fucking difficulty of like, all right, here's this fucking like tie-in football product that for everybody, like, you know, casual fucking video game audiences, you figure that would be like, you know, easy, you know what I mean, just fucking real simple. But no, it's just completely fucking like hopeless, unfucking normal. I'm just like, dude, this is like fucking ridiculous. So I decided to fucking swallow my pride and just I was just turned down like the overall difficulty to rookie, like the easiest fucking difficulty setting, see how that goes. I figured if I did that and I was having trouble with the easiest of the fucking easy settings, like, I don't know, it was either that or, so yeah, I'm either going to try it like this, or I'm just going to fucking rage quit the fucking game completely and never play it again, because it was pissing me off. So turn it down to easy, rookie or whatever. And yeah, guess what happened? Yeah, on rookie, the game is just fucking like way too fucking easy. Like it's ridiculous. Like now my guys are just fucking intercepting the ball like almost every fucking drive, and Brady's like never missing, and I was fucking winning games like 48-0 and shit. It's like, man, that just fucking, you know, it's like, dude, this sucks too. You know what I mean? I swear the fucking the running gag of EA game, like sports games in general, is fucking like, you know, these games never change. Fucking Madden never changes. Every year is the same fucking game. And I swear this is the same fucking problem I've had fucking almost every sports game that I play. And like that I've ever played. Like fucking like easy is just too easy, I find. And then fucking normal's too hard. You know what I mean? So even like, you know, I've even said that about like even like Forza and shit. I'm just like fucking like, you know, this like Forza, I think like the normal difficulty is too easy. Then like you step it up like one notch and it's like, you get into some of the races where it's just like, yeah, I got to fucking drive like a fucking robot and it's too hard, you know? I said, I don't know, it's just fucking like sports games. I don't know if you want to consider driving a sport, but it's just fucking, yeah, dude, I definitely remember fucking Madden having that, this like the same problem. It's just like fucking like, man, I'm really struggling on like whatever. In this case, normal, I guess. This is fucking like, dude, it's so ridiculous. Like it's so hard to me to fucking figure this shit out on normal. Then fucking easy is just way too easy. I need something like in the middle of that somewhere would be ideal for me, but I don't know. So yeah, I mean, how you want to look at that? Like, you know, is it just a bad game with shit difficulty balance, or, you know, is it my fucking like autism, or I don't know, fuck if I know. So I don't know what that is, but that's the case. So, I mean, the other bit of advice I was given was just like, hey, you know, practice. You know, it's like, oh, just keep running the roots, keep fucking practicing and shit. I mean, that sounds a little bit douchey. I mean, especially when fucking, you know, when I was replying to the guy, like, oh, he's just practice. You know, he's got to learn the roots, learn the fucking formations and shit. I was just like replying to him that, like, dude, you know, said I've been doing that shit every fucking, in the franchise mode, doing the practice every week, you know, just fucking running the drills and shit. And just, yeah, yeah, just doing like, that was doing shit all to fucking help me. But, you know, I guess there's like some kind of like separate practice mode somewhere away from the fucking the franchise, and I don't know. I didn't fucking try it. I don't even know what the fuck it is, but yeah, it's like a separate fucking option you can pick. That just, you know, you can play that, or just fucking like, all right, well, it's just gonna show you like, you know, what you should pick for fucking play. Again, I was just doing like the. They have like the coach's pick or whatever, which I was saying, like, this seems kind of fucked up, but it's just, again, for me, it's easy just to fucking do that and just play the game and shit and just focus on like the mechanics of it rather than dealing with these fucking plays. But it's like, you know, like, I guess, like, again, just the default is like, do like just hit A and do like the coach's pick. That's the thing that fucking comes up in your face. It seems like the simplest option to do. But if those, you know, those are fucked up, and you, again, it's just fucking like, I don't know why it's so all over the place with this shit. Like, it just can't be like a normal fucking game. You gotta be a fucking head coach, you know, like fucking study the film, I guess, after every game and shit. Yeah, I don't know, again, so yeah, it's supposed to be like that separate mode. So it's like, yeah, okay, I'll try that. But like, what is it, and where is it in these fucking menus? Again, I fucking hate the goddamn menus. I find them like completely fucking indecipherable garbage. So, you know, if that was something that was like just popped up that was easy to find, I'm just like, hey, if you are having trouble, you know, getting fucking intercepted or whatever, if you don't know the fucking plays, like, here's like a good place, you know, here, try this mode. It's like, I don't know, it's probably like 8 fucking layers into some fucking menu somewhere. So, I don't know, again, if I decide to do that, if I go to the, all right, practice and get good kid route, we'll see how that goes. I mean, I have a feeling it's going to be more fucking run the slant over 6 while you play fucking, you know, play action fake the fucking tight end, some shit. You know, it's still going to be fucking completely random where the fucking results are. What the fuck, you know, what's going to happen when you fucking throw the ball? It's just like, I don't know, what do we feel like doing? You know, what does the fucking AI feel like doing today? You know, what it seems like. You know, but what can you do, you know, besides, you know, what do we have to lose by just practicing and learning the ins and outs of fucking football plays? Besides time that I don't have, you know. No, I also heard like, oh, well, there's all these YouTube tutorials you can go watch from all these, you know, check this guy out, check, you know, he'll fucking show you how to fucking play. And, yeah, you know, you gotta live the football lifestyle, I guess, and probably makes more sense if you've been into it, your whole life. You know, again, if you fucking like, oh, I played football in fucking high school and college and blah, blah, blah. And oh, I love it because it's, I know, yeah, you know, all the fucking plays and shit, but. I played fucking football in high school for, I think, like, a month, and then I'm like, this is gay, I don't know. Again, just fucking, like, I'd rather be doing other things, and I stopped. So, no, again, if that's you, great. If you can get into it, awesome. But, yeah, in my case, again, all I can really say is go fuck yourself. I don't know what else to say. So, I was slightly more successful with another sport, though, another sports game I played. There's, been told it's the deadliest sport of all, hunting hookers, which I talked about, or as they call it in Japan, Monster Hunter World. There might be a slight translation issue there. I don't know exactly what the game was or what the game was supposed to be. I heard it was censored for the West. Monster Hunter World, Yeah, it wasn't one horror in the entire game that I found so far. It's still early though. Who knows? It might be like the last boss, or it might be hidden in a forest somewhere. Just a wild horror, and just fucking, you know. So yeah, I mean, yeah, Monster Hunter World, that's been out on consoles for, I think it's been like three months or so. A few months anyway. It's been out on fucking Xbox and fucking PlayStation and shit. I don't know if I talked about I don't know if I was even doing the fucking podcast the last time I did played a Monster Hunter game on the fucking Wii U, but I'm sure I fucking talk shit about the series before. So you know, you might be saying like, you also might be saying like, oh, that game is old, bro. You know, it came out fucking months ago on the fucking console. I already played it. I'm fucking done with it and shit. Once again, I know I've repeated this a couple times. I'll repeat it as much as necessary, as much as I have to. Go fuck yourself. I don't fucking give a shit. It just came out on PC this week. It's fucking like brand new. Like, I get it. I'm like, yeah, you know, it was one of those things I was debating. Then I saw it on like CD keys for like $40 or something. I was like, all right, I guess I'll fucking get it really again. Much like Madden, you know, it's just fucking just like, I'm not really interested in paying fucking $60 for it. But if I can get a fucking better looking version, possibly fucking endlessly improving, you know what I mean? I'm just fucking like, if I really get into it and I, you know, play it like a year later, you know, who knows what they're going to do with fucking, not really even like mods, but it just seems like, even like graphically, I'm just fucking, sometimes it'll go back on PC and just fucking like really, you know, it's like, oh, you optimized it and blah, blah, blah. And you turn it on like fucking 6 months, a year later, and so I can like, oh wow, this looks a lot better. You know, you get a better fucking graphics card, whatever. Anyway, new graphics cards came out too. The fucking NVIDIA RTX, blah blah blah. I haven't fucking looked at it. Got a feeling that it's just bigger numbers. It's like fucking like, we can do more and more flops or whatever. Something about ray tracing technology, which I looked into a little bit a while ago, but I don't know, it's for another day. Maybe we'll do it next week if we really, really look into it. But, surprise, like clockwork, new graphics cards came out. I'm probably not going to get them because guess what? Next year, around this time, new graphics cards are coming out. And, yeah, they're going to be better than this year. So, I'm just not ready to jump on that shit yet. Anyway, Monster Hunter World. So, I was just saying, yeah. So, yeah, I get it off of, like $40 or so. So, yeah, I mean, that was, just slightly more enticing to be like, you know, I've heard a lot of people say, like, this is the best fucking Monster Hunter. They really fucking, this is the one to jump onto, which, of course, they said about the last one I played, the Wii U one, which I fucking hated. And, I mean, fucking, Yakuza Zero did the same thing, too, if you're keeping track, you know what I mean? It's fucking like, I don't really give a shit. If I give a shit about Yakuza, really, it's not something I'd fucking jump in for $60, but again, 40, like, that's kind of my spot of like, all right, maybe, you know what I mean? If I'm hurting for something to play, like, I'll fucking grab it. So that's what I did with the Yakuza and fucking whatever, Monster Hunter and Madden and shit. I'm just like, okay, I guess I'll check these out. Timing and price. Price and timing, that's the golden trifecta of getting me to fucking spend money on shit I wouldn't otherwise. So yeah, much like my football career, my Monster Hunter career up till this point is, it's been less than stellar, we'll say. You know, I lasted about 20 hours on the fucking the Wii U one there, Monster Hunter Ultimate, I think it was. Again, not sure if I've talked about this before, but I'm gonna anyway. But yeah, I hated that game. Just from what I played, like those 20 hours, just fucking seemed really grindy and cheesy. And I'm pretty sure that was a port of like a handheld game too, like a 3DS game or some shit, where it's fucking like, everybody was, these games would be awesome if they're on fucking like consoles and shit. So they just took the fucking 3DS game, just like, now it's called Monster Hunter 3 Ultimate, and we added some more shit, I guess, and probably like looks a little bit better than the 3DS one, you know, up the resolution or whatever, but still basically the same fucking handheld game. And yeah, it still kind of looked like shit and fucking, you know, it was on the Wii U. So, yeah, it showed, you could tell. So yeah, Monster Hunter World came out. It got all sorts of like hype and shit, but like I swear, every Monster Hunter game, every one in the fucking series, like everyone is so every fucking like iteration of it that comes out. I swear, I've always heard like fucking like, oh, this is the best one yet. Again, this is the fucking the one to get on. And you know, if you didn't like the other ones, like, oh, this one's so different and shit. They fucking made it so much easier to jump in. Like, you don't have to fucking be a fucking faggot to like it or whatever. You know, they finally fucking brought in the appeal, so you don't have to be some fucking 12-year-old like Pokemon dork, whatever, to fucking like enjoy it. Like, it's just like, no, it's just a fun game and shit. You'll, you know, just if you like games in general, you'll like it. So again, I tried that. I heard all that shit before with fucking Ultimate, and just found that was a load of bullshit. So yeah, I mean, that game is fucking miserable to fucking play. Ultimate was, yeah. So fucking just, again, I was really apprehensive about this one. But, you know, I am an idiot, so keep that in mind. So, you know, I'm like, all right, $40, you know, $40 in a game that I, a sequel to a game I fucking like hated. Like, oh yeah, I was once more into the breach, my friend. So, yeah, I mean, it starts off with, some character creation, which, you know, looked very familiar after playing fucking Dragon's Dogma recently. It's like fucking, guys, it's almost the same fucking thing, almost the same setup they got there. You know, those are both fucking Capcom games. So it's like, okay, there's some fucking, some of the same DNA in there for sure, you know, of fucking, Dragon's Dogma. Yeah, this time, you know, I'm just gonna have to get the character I made. Just I made an old man that looked like fucking Clint Eastwood, kind of, when I was done with him. So I'm like, all right, well, I guess I'll name him Josie Wales. So did that, put an X on his forehead for some reason. And then you have a cat companion you can make, customize like the fur and shit, and that they call the cats Palicos. So let that sink in. And I named him Smokey because, yeah, I was ripping a butt at the time. Go figure. So, yeah, it starts off, you know, he gives you, like, a cutscene where you're on a ship, you're heading to a new world or whatever. He's fucking like, oh, I'm going to the new world on this fucking ship, blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, the art style or the fucking, the vibe of the game, you know, I'm not really sure about it. Like, I wasn't really sure about it at first, where it's kind of like fucking, you know, little steampunk kind of anime, a little bit like Dark Souls / fucking, I don't know, just, you know, Western fantasy kind of. It's also fucking like Final Fantasy a little bit, a little bit country, a little bit rock and roll. I mean, it's just, you know, it's just like a mix of all these things, where it's like, ah, that was like fucking like, ah, that's kind of cool looking, but also kind of gay. I mean, yeah, it is a fucking established series at this point. I think they made like, I don't know, like fucking like 10 of them or something. Yeah, it's been around for a while. Now it's got its own thing going on, I guess, with the aesthetics that's fucking evolved over time. But just like my first reaction to it, really, is just, you know, it's like some of it fucking makes me cringe pretty hard, but some of it's all right, you know. And once you get used to it, you know, it's just like, it's kind of cool. Like, some of the armor looks pretty fucking badass, and fucking, the monsters are fucking, like, you know, cool looking and shit, some of them. So it's just like, I'm just kind of on the fence about, you know, just visually how the fucking game looks and how the aesthetics of it. So, you know, it's kind of like, you know, kind of like this podcast where it's like, it's pretty fucking bad in most places, but, you know, sometimes you get a little flash of brilliance every now and then. I'm going to prepare for my hunt right now. Meaning I'm going to take a break. Welcome back. Got some fancy new recording software. That's not new recording software, but I decided to check if there was an update for the recording software I used. I know it's kind of boring, but turns out there was. I mean, it's fucking like 2 years old. Like fucking the update was like 2 years old, the one I was using. So, got that. I mean, I don't know if it's going to have any effect, any improvements in orally, you know, the audio is going to be any better or anything, but tell you what, on my end, it's kind of nice. I can actually read stuff now. As before, it was like fucking like these tiny little letters and shit. I don't know if you could even hear like fucking during the pod, try to like fucking sometimes it wouldn't work at all. Like I try to like stop the shit and like you have to hit fucking stop like 50 times. Like it was just all fucked up on the screen. This is nice though. I get fucking, it's the same fucking thing. I don't think anything's really changed, but I can read everything. They made everything bigger for, I guess, higher resolution screens. So that's an improvement. That's something to be happy about, I guess. I don't know. Something like that. Something positive. Positive news. Yeah, Monster Hunter. You're on that ship there. You're going to the new world. And a monster attacks the ship. And yeah, they have you play like a very basic, like linear set piece level where they're just, you know, showing you like the movement controls, you know, the usual shit. Left stick moves your character, right stick moves the camera. Go figure. But yeah, right away, like in that opening bit, it's fucking like, man, it was very different from what I remember from Monster Hunter 3 Ultimate. Like from what I remember that game being, which was just fucking. That game was just fucking like, just threw you into a fucking camp, pretty much, and they were shoving like 50 fucking text tutorials in your face, like, JRPG style type of thing. And it's like, all right, just go take some quests and fucking be on your merry way, and then you forget everything in like an hour. Like, you know, don't forget what the fuck you were doing. That's how that one went, if I recall correctly. But yeah, this is like fucking like, oh, it's kind of like a story here and something's going on, you know, and they're actually showing you what to do. And yeah, you know, after that fucking the tutorial mission though, they do kind of throw you in a camp, like the same type of thing of like, all right, well, now you're in a camp. And I was fucking starting to get a little bit nervous because it's like fucking, yeah, once your ship lands into that, it's like, started to look awful familiar, awfully familiar to fucking Ultimate. You know, just, all right, well, here's your house, here's some item box where you can store materials and pick a weapon, and here's a blacksmith somewhere that will upgrade your weapons and armor, and, you know, but first you need specific materials and specific monster parts to upgrade your shit. So I was assuming it was going to be the same. This one, yeah, like Monster Hunter World was going to be like the same, like grindy, obscure bullshit again. You know, there's NPCs scattered all over the camp that have like exclamation points over their head. And they can give you quests and, you know, they want certain things from you. Yeah, so, you know, this mission, you got to gather five of these plants or some shit. And so, yeah, it's confusing about what you should be doing or what your goals are, kind of. But I mean, with this one here, with World, it's like, oh, well, there is just like a main storyline you can just play through. It's a very clear, like, go to the red marker, just go to that if you just want to just keep going and just like keep proceeding. And it's like a main quest chain you can just keep using, keep going down. So yeah, I mean, by doing that, by accepting like those, like just by doing like the main missions, they're kind of slowly walking you through the basics of the game. Send you on quests that are, you know, gradually more like involved of, okay, like it's probably going to be tough to do this, so we're going to show you like this mechanic, and hey, you should probably go check out the blacksmith now. Like they'll send you to the blacksmith, and like then they'll have like a tutorial, like an actual, like, all right, well, here's a video tutorial of, well, I mean, like a text tutorial, and then like, hey, here's a video of whatever. Like even like every weapon is like fucking like, all right, well, you don't just have to like pick a weapon and then try it out. It's like, all right, well, here's like the difficulty rating of it, like how complicated it's going to be to use. Here's like a little video of the weapon in action and shit. So A lot easier. Again, they said that fucking like every game, Monster Hunter game I've heard of. Like, no, it's easier to get into. It's easier to get into. Like, no, this one really is. Like, to grasp the fucking basics of it, it is a lot easier. Like it's actually true this time. So, yeah, I mean, that's like just a huge improvement right away of just fucking, it's not like, hey, here's a list of missions and it's okay, well, I'll try this mission here, I guess. And, I fucked up like something. Like I didn't even like prep correctly for the mission, or they didn't even show me how to do it. They're asking me to do something I have no idea how to, and I just wasted half an hour on this mission that I couldn't complete from the beginning, and then wonder what you did wrong. So yeah, what they do here for World, I just the way they have it set up, like. Most of the trial and error is gone. You know what I mean? It's just it plays like a normal game now. It's not just some obscure garbage, you know. And I'm sure there are hardcore Monster Hunter people out there that don't like that at all. Just to think like, oh, it's too hand-holdy or some shit, or but let's face facts. The way modern gaming works is, you know, you come across something you don't understand and you're either going to go online and look it up, or, you know, you're going to get taught by another person how to do it, who that person probably looked it up online. So I think that's how the older Monster Hunter games were supposed to work, where there was just a big emphasis on, I always hear from those games too, like, oh, you could have like a crew, you could have like a group of people, and it's just a big emphasis on fucking multiplayer, which is fine. I mean, so it's like, all right, so you're supposed to group up with fucking people and, you know, communicate with them and like share like your knowledge. Oh, somebody, you know, this person knows more about this quest or this monster's weakness or blah, blah, blah. Like, you know, that type of thing. They know more about the systems and the strategies that they poorly explain, you know, in the game. So it's like, oh, well, this person figured it out, so we can pass that on in our little group or whatever. Which again is fine, but this also, you know, the internet and on Wii U, again, just keep going back to the fucking the ultimate game there on Wii U. And the handheld systems preceding that, and I mean the older ones, I'm guessing. I mean, again, I'm not fucking Monster Hunter guy, obviously. Like, I think it was mostly fucking like a handheld thing. I think it might have been PlayStation 1 or 2 or something, like the original one, the old ones. But I think like that came to be known as like a handheld thing. Don't hold me to that. It's just fucking like me, just, you know, again. Secondhand knowledge of a series I know very, very little about. But so yeah, I mean, the older games, I mean, the online fucking infrastructure was fucking like garbage, like utter fucking garbage on the Wii U. Like, I think you needed those stupid friend codes and that horse shit. So unless you knew fucking Monster Hunter people, or, you know, you had a big friends list on the Wii U, like you could convince to play the game. Yeah, you were kind of screwed. I even tried, like, I remember trying to do fucking multiplayer. Just it didn't work at all. You know, I was just fucking like, I don't know, like, I don't know what I'm doing, like, how to set this shit up. And I don't think you could randomly join somebody's game, or, again, I never did anyway. I remember trying to play the game and was like, all right, well, let's try to do this solo, I guess. And very quickly, I was running out of things to do. I was hitting a wall where all the quests I could take on would say, like, this is recommended for, you know, I forget if they separated it by, like, multiplayer and single player or what, but just, I remember just hitting a wall, just like, I have, you know, either keep grinding these same quests over and over to, like, level up and, or whatever, you know, get better armor or something, or they're trying to, like, push you into multiplayer, and just multiplayer just, like, wasn't working, or just, you know, didn't have anybody on my fucking Wii U friends list, obviously, to play fucking multiplayer games with, so, something like that, you know. There's, like, one quest I could take on solo, but it's, like, you know, the hunter rank, my hunter rank or whatever is not high enough, so, again, just fucking, just grind the same shit over and over again, I guess, to fucking level up that fucking hunter rank or what, or I don't know. Ultimate sucked ass. That's what I'm really getting at. But the better option, I mean, the more fucking elegant solution to letting your dick flap in the breeze and telling you to fucking get good or fucking make friends, Yeah, in Monster Hunter World, they give you, again, they have like that clear path of the clear fucking like just main fucking quest path to take. And not only that, but they have a fucking modern multiplayer system where people can drop in and out of your game whenever they want. Just random people, just if you set it on, you know, on, just fucking have people randomly fucking join in and shit. And you can just, whatever, dude, just fucking go play fucking solo. And if people jump in, like the difficulty scales, like just fucking just the depending on how many people join, you know what I mean? So it's fucking just, it's the same mission. It's just, everything's like the same shit. Multiplayer, single player, just, you know, drop in and out. And yeah, from what I can tell so far, I mean, the scaling works pretty well. I mean, I was fucking a little apprehensive about leaving the party open and shit. You know, I didn't, I'm like, yeah, it's, again, I just fucking, I'm still learning about like the basic shit works, but, you don't have to do that. I mean, you can just fucking play the entire game, I think, in offline mode. Like, it doesn't matter. But yeah, it's just, yeah, I was just fucking like, all right, well, let's try playing online and shit. And it's like, yeah, that shit seems completely fine. I mean, sometimes people fucking join up, sometimes they don't. I mean, you know what I mean? It's fucking like, all right, whatever, man. Fucking, you know, the monsters get more HP depending on how many people are in there. Like the party size, like it'll, you know, the just more people join, the higher the hit points are, I guess. But, yeah, I mean, it's pretty fucking cool. I mean, just seeing, two or three people join, you're seeing fucking other people's characters and shit, what, you know, what they look like, you know, what weapons they're using, you know, how they're like approaching like fucking fighting the monster. I mean, the strategies they're using and, you know, the items and shit, and just and they make it pretty hard to fuck up somebody's game like that too. As, you know, again, as far as I can tell so far, it's just, you know, this, I don't think there's really anything they can do to make it like shitty for you. I mean, I think like everybody, it's not like they're gonna steal your fucking items, you know what I mean? It's not like they're fucking like you, yeah, it's not like competitive, like, oh, he brought down a monster, now this guy's gonna fucking steal the loot and shit. It's just fucking like everything's just pretty straightforward and cooperative, you know. So there's really no reason not to let other people play with you, or at least, again, just fucking leave that option open if people want to come in and shit. I mean, why not? Yeah, so some other like big improvements from my limited thing, like the big improvements I could spot. Yeah, how the old ones played, again, the one that I played that I can compare it to. Yeah, I mean the map setup, it's like divided up into, the map that you're playing on is like divided up into sections, and they're like bordered and they're numbered. It's fucking like, all right, here's section 1, 2, 3, etc. You know, and I find that fucking like real confusing to navigate. You know, of just fucking like, I don't know, it's fucking the way some of the sections like connect aren't very clear. It's like a little fucking path here, you fucking go through some vines to connect from fucking section 3 to 4, and it's like, all right, climb up a vine to, you know, the second level when there's like fucking section 9 or whatever. You know, there's multiple levels on each map and shit. You know, getting up on top of like canopies and all that. It's still kind of confusing to get around in world, you know, but they made a big fucking concession by giving you like an almost like constant waypoint, in the form of these like fireflies that like lead you around to your goal. Just fucking green glowing dots. It's like a trail. Like, you can set like a marker on the map and just fucking like, all right, just follow the fucking fireflies and it's going to take you wherever. Or if you're on a mission, like those, just follow them. It's going to fucking take you there. So, you know, say you're hunting a specific monster, as the name of the game implies. They don't just like immediately point you. It's not like fucking like, all right, you start the mission, they don't just follow the fucking fireflies and that's it. Like, that's it. It's straight to it, where it is or anything like that. Like, at first you're like wandering around aimlessly. You're just fucking like, all right, what am I supposed to do? I'm supposed to be hunting this fucking specific monster. I'm just fucking like wandering the level, you know? Yeah. Then you'll see like footprints and like scratches in the environment, which, I mean, the fireflies, again, they're always there, like highlighting like, you know, shit that you can interact with in the world. So you'll see him like go to like, all right, he has like an old footprint somewhere, you know. Footprint here, fucking scratches there, and so you go up to those and you like tippy, you inspect them, and guy will like bend down or whatever, like check him out. And there'll be a meter that'll start to fill up. The more of those that you inspect, you know, his fucking whatever hunter or monster sign, whatever you want to call it. So, you know, you continue like finding more tracks. Then, like, you know, once the meter fills up to a certain point, it's like, all right, well, now you have enough information where you'll be on the trail of the monster, isn't it? That specific monster that you were fucking like checking the tracks out for. So, I mean, like, that's when the fireflies will kick in and they'll make a big fucking trail for you to follow. Like, all right, just follow this, like, you know, just lead you right to the fucking the monster or whatever. So then, yeah, once you engage in combat with it, after a while, after you like start damaging the monster or whatever, once it takes enough damage, it'll run away and just, all right, like fucking it got fucked up, like it runs off to fucking like try to like recover or whatever. So, that like the flies, like the fireflies will stay on it though. So it's like, all right, well, I'm not going to, that was another thing from the old game. I remember just fucking like, I just lost this fucking thing. Like I found it, I started fighting it, it ran off and now I just fucking lost it. Now I'm back to like wandering around like an asshole. Yeah, I was just fucking like, no, just keep following the thing. You're following the fucking fireflies. It'll lead you to them. Again, it's pretty straightforward. It just like keeps you in the action, like keeps you going. Like even if it did take me a little bit to figure out how that worked. I mean, what trail to follow or like how to like navigate. Like, you know, it's just fucking just like the flies are fucking those fireflies. Like every little thing, it'll fucking like highlight and shit. And like these little trails. It's like, all right, well, no, I gotta like just find like the biggest trail and shit. And like that's the one you gotta follow to get to like the main objective. You know, the fucking monster you're trying to get to or whatever. So yeah, it's just cool like this, the fact that, you know, once you engage and once you start fighting, you can just focus on fighting, you know what I mean? It's not like fucking like, oh, I did all this tracking bullshit, I found it, it ran away, and now I'm just back to like square one, I'm fucking just like wasting time in these fucking levels. Yeah, how it worked before, again, if I remember correctly, I know, I just keep comparing it to the one fucking game I played for like a little bit and got pissed off, but yeah, I think before, like, you had to, like, just kind of, like, stumble onto the fucking, the monster in the level, just fucking, like, just, or, you know, remember where they are in the map type of thing. It was, all right, well, this, had these fucking certain types, like, just populate section 7, so I gotta go to section 7 to find it. So, I had just, like, no help at all before. And just fucking, again, unless you want to go online or some shit, or somebody knew where it was, just fucking, like, I'm just going to keep wandering around the map till I find this fucking thing. So, yeah, before you, like, start fighting it, and then, I didn't think there was, like, some item or some shit you could use to track it, like a tracking dart or some shit, and you'd have to, like, shoot the fucking the monster with the dart and it would like show up on the map once you did that, you know. It's fucking, you bring up the map like, okay, well now you can see where it was. You know, sure, but that was only like for like a limited time. It was like timed of how long that would show up on them, like how long the tracking dart would be active. So, I mean, the problem was that it was just fucking like, all right, well, this dart lasts like 5 minutes or whatever, and You have fucking like no idea when the fucking the thing was gonna flee, or so it's like, all right, well, I think it's gonna fucking take off, and you fucking fire the dart into it and you stick it fucking too early and it runs away for, you know, it runs away for like, you know, you're fighting it for like 4 more minutes, then it fucking runs away. It's like, all right, no, I have like a minute to fucking follow this thing before it just completely disappears off the map, and it's gonna be back to blindly running around trying to find it. Which, again, with the fucking, the shitty map is a fucking, you know, it's a nightmare trying to do that shit. It was fucking like, oh, I'm all turned around and shit. Not to mention before, again, going back to Ultimate, each section of the map and like some of the sections was like real fucking like small. There's like a little tiny area. It's like a square. It's like fucking, you know what I mean? Then you move on to the next one. Every time you would transition to another section, you get a nice long fucking load. I'm talking like 30 seconds or so of fucking loading time, maybe more in some places. Like it was pretty bad. That was so goddamn awful. Again, playing that game, just fucking like, oh, I gotta fucking go across the fucking across the map, and just every time you move to another section, it's fucking like loading for like 30 seconds, and like, all right, I'm in another section. And every mission you take too, the new one, including the in World too, it still does this. I mean, you're still on a time limit to finish it, you know what I mean? So it's fucking like, all right, you're stressing out about fucking like, oh man, am I just gonna fucking run out of time doing this shit? So the missions themselves are timed, the tracking darts that you're using are timed, then like you're rushing around, you're fucking like taking these wrong turns, or just fucking like blindly looking for a fucking monster or some shit. And then you end up looking at this fucking loading screen every section you're going through. So yeah, I mean, Ultimate was almost fucking unplayable, I thought. Again, hate going back to that. Isn't World is the new one, but that I like, but I think I made that. We'll drop that. This fucking Ultimate was pretty bad. Just again, in relation to like the hype around fucking just Ultimate was the same shit, like the same hype level they're doing for fucking this new one World, which is actually good, which is why it was like fucking like didn't want to even. Anyways, it's a world, Monster Hunter World. It's not quite open world. You know, it's not fucking like Middle Earth fucking Shadow of War where you're just like zipping across the map in a minute flat or anything like that. And I still think it's kind of confusing to look at like the mini map and getting around. But again, it's fucking like, it's kind of confusing to navigate, but they have like the Firefly trail you can follow. So kind of takes care of that. That's the name of that tune. Yeah, and again, there's no loading. I mean, it's open in the sense that there's no loading in between the sections of the map, so it's just fucking like, all right, that's better. I mean, it's just the quality of life improvements like that. There's a lot of them across the board. I mean, that knocks down the fucking barrier to entry enough that finally it's like, all right, you know, I can play the fucking game and just focus on beating the shit out of monsters, and that shit's pretty cool. I mean, just, you know, like the moment-to-moment gameplay of just, like, the fighting and shit, it's pretty solid. I have to assume there are people out there bitching that it's fucking, like, dumbed down, but honestly, I haven't even fucking even heard that about the game either, so anywhere, so I think they just kind of improved the game across the board, so If anybody is bitching about it, I don't know, fuck them. Once again, go fuck yourself. They're wrong. And they're gay. So, yeah, the main loop of the game is, I mean, you know, you have that base of operations, main hub, where there's a bunch of NPCs hanging out you can talk to. I mean, I was saying, you know, the ones that have side quests, you have, like, the exclamation points over their heads. And, you know, you get the red symbol on the mini-map, that's your main quest. I'm kind of repeating myself, but yeah, the fucking, you know, it's fucking just main quests and side quests, and not too different from any other RPG in that regard. The only thing is that everything that you're doing to prepare for, like, the actual monster hunting is just, it's just done in, like, that one town, like, the main hub. It's not like you're... It's not like, all right, well, you're not gonna like progress to like another town that has like different items and shit and different like NPCs. It's just kind of that hub kind of stays the same. You're not as far as I know, it's like that initial hub is pretty much it. Like that's it. So, you know, the main story might have you going off to like a little side area of like, all right, here's like some little story beat and here's some little fucking, little fucking. Not even like a town, like a little room somewhere you'll be in, and for a few missions. But it's just like functionally it's like the same fucking thing, you know, the same. You have everything that in that little hub that you do in like the main fucking camp, you know what I mean? So it's not like town 3 has better fucking armor than town 2 or whatever, like a traditional like JRPG or most RPGs where it's like, oh, we're gonna get further in and you're gonna get to another town and that's gonna have like better equipment. He's gonna be, you know, for stronger fucking monsters you're fighting. It's like, no, it's like everything's like right there. You're just, it's the same shit. So, because yeah, I mean, it's not even like really an RPG, I wouldn't say. So it's more of like an action game with just as like crafting in it. And Yeah, I mean, normally I hate crafting, and really on paper, Monster Hunter World has exactly the shit that I hate about crafting, where it's, you know, you gather five of these plants to make a nutrient and make a super nutrient by combining these three regular nutrients and mix a super nutrient and a fucking whatever bitter bug to make a super potion or some shit like that. Yeah, crafting kind of sucks in general, like especially when you want to make something like specific, and it's just fucking like, all right, I need this one ingredient, and I'm fucking running around like an asshole just aimlessly looking for some fucking component on the map somewhere. It's just fucking, you know, I mean that part of it still kind of sucks. Like if you're just like, I want to make this thing, but I do not know what they're asking me to get. I suppose if you just play the game more, you just kind of build up just like a store of more of that stuff. Like, you know, maybe that'd work. You know, it'd be easier, I'd imagine. So yeah, they do a few things to help you out with that though. Because yeah, there really aren't that many total items to craft, really, that they're giving you. It's like, hey, here's a list of like every item you can make in the game. It's, I don't know, like 50 things or something like that, and like maybe, you know, maybe more than that. But like half of what you can craft are like different types of ammo. You know, it's just fucking just like, oh, there's like shock ammo, blah blah blah, healing ammo, like all this shit. There's like a ton of that, a ton of different ammo types. And I'm not playing with a ranged weapon, so I'm just like, oh, I just completely ignore all that. You know, I don't really care about any of that right now anyway. So like half of the fucking crafting list I'm looking at, like, I don't even care about that. And then like the levels themselves that you go into to fight, and, you know, and that's where you collect all the shit that you need to craft. They're not really that large. I mean, some of them are, yeah, it's still kind of confusing to navigate, but it's like the overall size of them isn't like overwhelming. You know, it's not like fucking, you know, a Skyrim. It's not like a fucking Elder Scrolls fucking, or like, you know, open world. It's just like, nah, it's still kind of pretty tight fucking levels, you know. And then, you know, then the plants, the materials that you need, they're always in the same spots too. So it's like, all right, well, if you find like a thunder bug or whatever on a certain rock in a certain level once, it's gonna be there the next time. Or you can also just like wait around of like, oh, I need like three of these whatever thunder bugs. I'll grab one. And if you just kind of wait around, they'll respawn after a little bit. So it's not really that big of a deal to find shit. It's not that painful. Something else that I hate, grinding or collecting, again, it's just still there in this game, but it's still a matter of like repeating the same actions over and over to get a reward, you know, like it's a job. But they also make that like painless, like all of this shit, the structure of the game, how you pick up quests, upgrade, and how you upgrade, how you craft equipment. It's still a little bit obscure on the surface, and it's still kind of like a time equals reward type of loop, but there's something about it, like some fucking magic monster sauce. You know, I've been fucking, you know, I've been playing for a while, you know what I mean? I'm fucking still like engaged in it. I'm not like, oh man, I have to fucking go out and like collect berries or whatever. I was just like fucking like, no, I'm still like just the loop of it. Like if I was set up of like, oh no, I just fucking... pretty stoked about continuing to play the game. I played about 20 hours, and again, not to bring it up again, but around like the 20 hour mark, that was like my give up point when I was playing fucking like Ultimate, and here I'm at like that same point here. It's like, no, I want to keep playing. Like, I want to see what the fucking next mission is. I want to fight the next fucking monster. I want to like fucking see what the next set of armor looks like and shit. I'm still like fucking pretty excited about like it's just like as soon as I get off of this, I'm like, yeah, I still have, pretty early right now, I still have a lot of time to fucking play a game, you know, play a game, and I'm probably gonna play fucking Monster Hunter, you know. So yeah, anyways, yeah, so once you accept the quest, and you should probably get all your shit in order beforehand when you're at the hub, of just like, all right, what can I do? Like, what fucking shit can I craft to help me out? And probably do that beforehand. And then you accept the quest, you know, you take on a mission, and the most basic one of like, whatever, just, you know, hunt a specific monster, because that's, we'll use that as an example because that's literally the name of the game. So it's like, go to like a quest board or whatever. It's like fucking like hunt fucking whatever Monster X. So yeah, they drop you off into one of the levels at like a small camp. And if at the camp, there's like a chest where they give you a few, basic provisions, like, you know, it's like, hey, here's a few health and stamina potions. And, if you're on a more specific mission where it's like, all right, well, you get to like capture a monster instead of killing it, it's like fucking like, oh, you go to the chest and like, hey, here's like, there'll be traps in there and like tranquilizer bombs and shit. So, I mean, theoretically, I guess if somebody's really good at like just like the pure action part of the game, I mean, you could probably ignore most of the crafting, the upgrading altogether, and just like rush in with what they give you at the camp and do it like that. I mean, it'd be like, you know, again, the less that you prepare, the less that you're upgrading and shit, the more difficult it's going to be. But it's, you know, it's not like they fucking leave you like completely like high and dry or anything like that, where it's fucking like, oh, I've got to mix the fucking health potions. Like, you know, back at the camps, now you're fucked. And, you know, you don't fucking realize it until you start fighting. Of like, oh shit, I totally forgot to fucking like bring like a trap. I'm supposed to be like capturing things. Like, no, they give you what you really need. Like, you know, the very fucking, very, very basic things, you know? So yeah, you get your shit and you're wandering around the level looking for clues as to where the monster is. Again, as I was explaining, you see like the, you know, footprints on the ground and shit. Sometimes it's actual shit that you find, and, you know, just keep finding those trails until the fireflies fucking that I mentioned, you know, that they start guiding you to it, and then you just start beating the crap out of it and do that until it dies, you know. That's Monster Hunter in a nutshell. I think it's like PETA's worst nightmare, probably. I want like a Seal Hunter game, like Seal Clubber World. Yeah, I know it's like a tired comparison, and I don't really give a fuck though. So yeah, I mean, a lot of the monster fights in the game, they're kind of like Dark Souls boss fights. You know, these big fucking dinosaurs and dragons and fucking weird creatures that you're fighting that, like, you know, it's huge. They fucking dwarf your character and shit. Yeah, then, like, you know, as you're fighting them, it's like, all right, we can press in the stick or whatever to lock the cursor onto them, but you kind of don't want to, you know, because, that screws with, kind of screws with, like, your field of vision, like your depth perception as you're fighting them, and fucking like having the camera lock like that, you kind of lose like the awareness of the environment around you and shit. You know, you're trying to like figure out their attack patterns, the weak points, and you're rolling out of the way of their attacks and moving in when you think it's safe, and then, like, you know, take a few swipes back off. And yeah, you can play it like that. You can just play it like super simple, fucking melee, like stick and move until they drop. It's basically what I'm doing for the most. I'm using like dual blades, just all fucking melee. It's not really that much to it, you know. It's fucking, again, it's pretty much like playing little Dark Souls. But yeah, again, there is fucking, there's that, like the basic level of it, but then there's, you know, there's nuance to it where you can just set yourself up to make it a lot smoother and shit if you make use of the, you know, items and like buffs and shit. Yeah, for instance, I mean, like, there's like food, like you can eat food beforehand, and that'll give you buffs to your maximum health and stamina. So yeah, you can like pay for a meal at the town before you start the mission, and those fucking, like, you know, just fucking pay money and they'll make you a fucking, you know, different like lists of meals and fucking, like, you know, help you out in different ways. You can do that. Or you can kill like smaller animals to get raw meat, which you can then like roast. You have like a little spit, and you roast the fucking meat on. It's like a little mini game where the better you are at cooking it. I mean, you just try to cook it as much as you can without like burning it, and you do that, you get like a bigger benefit from it, depending on like how well you did it that fucking mini game, you know. So that helps too, you know, just fucking buffing yourself like that. Yeah, I mean, the weapons that you use have like a sharpness stat to them. The more you use them, the duller they get, and then fucking, you know, the less damage they do, like a durability type thing. So yeah, after a bit, I mean, you just kind of want to back off and like sharpen that mug up. Yeah, they give you a, it's like, all right, well, you have to use a whetstone to do that, but this, you just have, you know, just always in your fucking inventory. It's like a unlimited uses to fucking, you know what I mean? So it's not that big of a fucking ordeal where it's like, oh, I need like repair powder. I get it. It's not like that. Again, it's fucking, it's just simplified. It's still fucking involved, but it's simplified. So, you know, you just have to remember to fucking, it's like, oh, I got to remember that fucking, oh, my shit's getting dull. I got to fucking sharpen it. You know what I mean? Takes like 5 seconds to do it the most, you know, just, you know, after you, you know, after the fucking monster flees, you know, saying you do like a certain amount of damage to it and they're going to run off anyway. So it's just usually fucking your cue to, all right, sharpen my fucking blade and take inventory of what you have, like your items and shit. And just fucking like, oh, if you're really low on something, you can just kind of run off for a little bit. And it's like, I, you know, I'm fucking have no potions. So you just kind of run off and not chase the monster right away. If you want to take a break and, I gather up some fucking herbs or whatever. But yeah, it's just, it's like, you know, that process there again, just sort of like the, you know, it's just like, you know, did I remember everything that I needed? And like, you know, before and during, and during the fight, just fucking, it's like, all right, you get a break in the action. And, again, just run off and like, all right, I gotta just check all my shit, you know, make sure I'm all right. If it's, you know, fucking, so yeah, I mean, there's like, you know, again, it's like simple like that. Or it's like, oh, I was gonna go beat the shit out of a fucking, you know, giant fucking boss monster thing. But, you know, there's depth to it there. You know, a lot of depth to it, really, if you really want to get into fucking like, you know, the items and all that shit. But again, it does like a great job of just like easing you into all that shit and just like letting you play like a fucking mindless retard until like shit clicks, you know? You know, even like using those fucking, you know, the twin blades that I'm using, it's like fucking, but I mean, it's just like, yeah, it's all melee, but then you also have like a wrist launcher thing that you can use to load up with like different types of like ammo and shit. It's like fucking like, oh, just pick up like rocks, input rocks into it, and it's fucking like, oh, you can shoot those at the monsters and shit to get their attention, just to get them to fucking like focus on you or whatever, or run into traps and shit. Or you can put poison arrows in there, or flame bombs, or fucking a shock dart. There's a, you know, it's like I was fighting this fucking flying creature. It's fucking like, ah, it kind of sucks. It's fucking, I have no real way. Once he's up in the air, it's tough to, I just have to kind of wait for him to fucking drop down and shit before I can do any damage. But it's fucking, you know, it's all melee and shit. But I still did it like all melee. It's just, you just have to like be really patient and just get in a few hits when it comes down for a second. And I was doing that, you know, I was fighting it, fucking took it down like that. And then, somebody in like the stream chat was saying like, hey, you know, you can use like those flash darts or whatever to bring the fucking thing to the ground, right? And then, yeah, the next time I was fighting the same fucking creature, the same flying creature, it's like, oh yeah, it's fucking totally can. It's fucking way easier. It just fucking, yeah, it's fucking, it's up in the air. You shoot a fucking flash dart, the thing just drops down. You can just rush in and get a hell of a lot more hits. It's a lot easier like that, you know? So yeah, just fucking flash it. The thing drops like a rock. Yeah, again, it's just fucking like there's still, it's simple, but there's still like those layers to it where it's like fucking like, oh, cool. Like, why don't I just carry like a bunch of those fucking flash darts every time I can just use them over and over whenever I'm facing like a flying creature. But it's like, yeah, I can only carry three of those at a time, but it's like fucking like, oh, if you knew you were going to go up against like a flying thing, it's like, oh, you could prepare for it by carrying like a bunch of the raw materials to make more of them. And then like, you know, like, the downtime you get when the thing runs off, just like sit there and craft them on the spot. You can do, which is, you know, pretty easy. Just hit start and just go to like crafting lists and just fucking make them. You know what I mean? Stock up on what you need, like that type of thing. So, 10% perspiration, 90% preparation, is that what they say? That's what they taught me in the Boy Scouts. That and don't tell anyone what happened in that tent, or I'll kill your parents. They'll never believe you anyway. I'm kidding. I didn't do the fucking Boy Scouts. I'm not a fucking homo. So yeah, those blades I'm using. I mean, again, it's just really simple. It's just, you know, press Y, you do like a vertical attack, and if you press B, you just do like a lunge, like in front of you. Yeah, you hit the right trigger and you enter like a different mode, It's like have a demon mode, they call it, which not nearly as cool as it sounds, really. You just kind of get like another move set that has the potential to do more damage. You know, but when you're in that mode, when that mode's active, like your stamina is constantly draining. So the attacks that you do when you're in the fucking demon mode, it's more like wild and shit, and fucking the animations to do them like play out a lot longer. So once you commit to them, you can't really like cancel out of it and shit and like roll out of the way. So it's fucking like, oh yeah, I can just do this fucking move where I'm just like spinning the blades for like 5 seconds or whatever. But you're just like stuck in that animation. So it's like a risk reward type of thing. Again, like a certain game that shan't be named. We'll just call it Dark S. That's probably too obvious. D Souls. So you just have to get familiar with the animations of the weapons that you're using, and your first instinct is just fucking like, oh, I'm just gonna like press the buttons real quick and just like button mash my way through it and just do as much damage as quickly as possible. But yeah, I mean, you learn the hard way that it's usually best just to fucking take your time until you know for sure that you can fucking let loose with like, you know, some fucking, you know, that spinning blade shit that's going to go on forever. And it's going to take like 10 full seconds to fucking finish before you can move again. It's fucking like, all right, well now at this point of what the where the monster is now, like fucking like, all right, I have this opportunity where I can do like, you got to learn that shit. You know what I mean? So yeah, I mean, yeah, really fucking Monster Hunter World has been my jam this week. And yeah, I'm as surprised as you are, I think. It's not all gold, not all fucking gold in the land of monsters. I'm not fucking saying the game's like perfect or anything like that. I've been having some issues with like the online matchmaking where sometimes it's just like instant, instantly fucking connects. It works great. And again, people are hopping in and out of the fucking game. Yeah, but other times I'm getting like error messages where it's fucking, it's like almost like all, like never, like the first connection I try to do like from the menu is, do you want to play online or whatever? Like fucking, it's like a matchmaking for an online session. It almost never works. Like it's almost always fucking fails. You have to go up to like a quest board and try again from there. And sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. So yeah, I mean, and yeah, there's still some aspects of the game that fucking confuse the shit out of me. But hey, why don't we save that for next week when I'm sure I'll fucking totally stick with this one game and not get pulled away by some other fucking random shiny fucking thing that I buy on impulse. I like the new F1 game is looking pretty good, even though I only played fucking last year's for I think I played like like a total of like 1 hour. I'm like, oh, this game's really cool, and then fucking like, yeah, something else came out and just fucking forgot about it. But anyway, gruntfreepress.com is where the research center is located, where you can turn in your bounties to add more harvestable items to the garden. I think that's how it works. One of the things that still fucking confuses me in that game, podcast at gruntfreepress.com is the e-meow address, and I'm your Palico, Absolute Deicide, and I will see you in the ancient forest. And yeah, I kind of want to get back into fucking a Total War game again too. Yeah, I'm just a fucking asshole. What can I say?
1, 2, 3. Fake news. How hard you've tried to scam us with your lies, but now. Russia thinks a lie. Fake news, fake news. Your time has come. Papers, no.
A demonic world.
You love your father, the devil. You love death more than life. So you go with your father forever.
And I know our species is stronger than you and better than you. We're gonna beat your ass. Get that through your head. I see you real good, you inhuman, soulless pieces of trash. Yeah, take them on. You want to fight? You're going to get one.